don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master along with Mermaid Nikki and Mermaid Denise. We are at Hague Quarry. It's World Tour 2008. We're about halfway through. You know, next week we're heading up to, or actually the week after next, we're heading to L.A. and then we're going to Fiji. It's crazy. Crazy travel schedule, but it's a lot of fun as well. And we find ourselves this weekend in the Midwest, just south of Chicago at Hague Quarry, haguequarry.com on the web. Now, we told you there's a lot of interesting artifacts and things to see underwater at this quarry. Huge, huge facility for divers in the Midwest to practice up on their skills or do some training and that kind of thing. But they got a very unique program that we heard about at Our World Underwater in Chicago a few months ago, where they've actually created or in the process of creating a course that you can actually learn how to go out on archaeological digs underwater. And we have Roger on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Roger?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, tell us about this program. It's the you have a whole organization, a website that people can find out about. So give us a spiel. What's going on with this?
Okay. I am the director of the Nautical Archaeology Group, Great Lakes Region. And a few years ago, we decided to put an archaeological training facility underwater to train divers specifically on the techniques and methods used for underwater archaeology.
Wow. So if you went underwater and you saw something unique and you reported it to the local university or something, you guys give the proper skills to go down there and excavate properly and from a scientific viewpoint or standpoint or what?
Right. There's a complete lack of a training here in Illinois. That's where we started this program off, to teach people how to do it in a manner that is within the archaeological record. Because most people just don't understand how to do this type of work.
It's like underwater CSI, isn't it? Don't you have to be properly trained so you don't contaminate, you know, the crime scene? It's the same thing with archaeology, isn't it?
We refer to as CSI also as cargo ship investigation.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go. See? All right. So how does it work? I mean, what do you have you set up here specifically at Hague Quarry?
Okay, last summer we installed a replica shipwreck from the Mediterranean, which is 2,500 years old. And we picked on that style of ship because we can put all types of artifacts on it so it can be measured, drawn, or photographed for the record.
So it's down there now. You've mapped it out, and divers go down and actually learn how to properly survey the site and train in that regard?
Correct. We just finished writing the first of four certifications that will be used to train the divers.
Nice. So it'll be four levels of certification that you can get. And is this a card that you would earn or what?
Yeah, it's an entire program. You would get four separate certifications. The first two deal with actual measuring and survey. The third one is for photography. And the fourth one is how to draw and illustrate the material that you've surveyed.
Interesting. So you learn these skills, you go through the program, and then what do you do with it? What do you go to a university or you find a shipwreck or some people that are doing some salvage work or something along that line and use those skills in that regard or what?
Our goal here in Illinois is to work with the state in surveying all the shipwrecks that are on the Illinois shore. There's 63 miles of shoreline with an untold number of shipwrecks that are sitting there waiting to be properly surveyed. So we want to go to the state with our certified divers and have them do the work for the state of Illinois as volunteers.
Okay, so it's a local thing for the area right now, but I would imagine this would transfer across the country and into the Caribbean and Pacific too, right?
The certification or the agency that we're going to deal with is TDI SDI. They are going to be the agency that's going to promote our program.
So how hard was it to set up the site here at Hague Quarry? Obviously, you have ideal conditions because it's a spring-fed quarry and you got pretty good viz. And the site that you've created, I think, is fairly shallow, too. Isn't it like 20, 30 feet or something?
Under 30 feet.
Okay, so it's a great, safe depth, just deep enough for you to get underwater and learn the proper techniques and things like that.
We picked on that depth so the divers would have a very good bottom time. And the visibility is still pretty good at less than 30 feet here. Pretty much throughout the whole summer. So we specifically targeted this area for training.
So are all the items that you have at the bottom on this site, are they all locked down, I would imagine? Like there's no way nobody's going to actually take anything off the bottom, right? It's all, what, cemented down or something?
It's a combination of cementing and framework that holds the artifacts in position. And we are about to put in a whole new slew of artifacts by the end of this summer.
Oh, okay, so you're going to go with a wreck, and you're going to go with, what, like some bones or something, or what?
We are adding five more sites to the original site. The shipwreck is called the Akrotiri Wreck, and we're now adding five individual sites, of which the first one went in 2 weeks ago, called Anchor Alley.
Okay, so you're just creating a little, assortment of different things for them to survey and learn on, right?
The first one was just the shipwreck, and then we decided after Our World Underwater that we think that we need to add more sites of a variety so more divers can have more to work on instead of just... Because maybe some people don't want to work on a shipwreck when they do archaeology.
Yeah, well, I want to survey bones, mermaid bones. We're going to prove the existence of mermaids.
Yes.
What about that, Roger?
The mermaids would have to be at least 50 years old.
Why is that?
Because then it's considered an archaeological
site. Oh, okay. You guys have to be at least 50. But mermaids live to like 300 or something. They're kind of spooky in that way.
They don't have to be 50 years old. They have to be gone 50 years.
Oh, okay. Hmm. All right. That's going to take a while, I guess. What do you think, Nikki?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So, when you're going through this course, like, is this something we could do in a weekend? Or is it take a few weeks? A lot of book work or classroom type things you go through first or what?
It's classroom time, pool time, open water time. It's not a easy course. I'm not saying it's hard, but it's just not take a few dives and you're done with. You have to put a little elbow grease into it.
And is this just started? I mean, have people already go through the program or no?
No, we just finished writing the first certification.
Okay, so nobody's actually gone through the course yet. You got it in place and you're starting to line up classes.
We have the first eight students waiting. They're going to be our test dummies. We're going to run through them through the course, and then we have six instructors that are standing by to learn how to teach this course, the first course.
What are the prerequisites? I would imagine you at least have to be open water certified, advanced, or what?
Yeah, we need these divers to have some experience underwater. This is not recommended for new, brand new divers. They have to have some time underwater. They have to.
No amateurs? Is that what you said, Nikki?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to be salvaged or surveyed, you know, by an amateur.
Well, none of this that we're creating is for salvage. That's a completely different area that we don't touch because we're not here to teach people how to remove things. We're here to teach them how to properly survey them for the record.
Survey and take pictures and bring the research back to the scientists, right?
Then they would make the determination if something should be removed. But for our training, there is no removal.
Got it. What do you think, ladies? Could you be underwater archaeologic? I can't even say it. What do you think, Denise?
I could be an underwater archaeologicer.
Yeah. Okay. Does that work, Roger?
Archaeologist.
Yeah, archaeologist. See?
Archaeologist.
Yeah. You think you could do that?
Yes, I can.
What about you, Nikki?
I always wanted to be an archaeologist, so that sounds pretty interesting because I love water and archaeology.
What if you saw human bones down on a shipwreck? Would it freak you out or what?
No, that'd be sweet.
What do you mean that would be sweet? That's kind of morbid to say that, isn't it?
No, because obviously it's a missing person, so their families would thank me.
Well, yeah, if it was back in like 17-something, I don't know, the families would thank you. You found Christopher Columbus. Oh, yeah, see, it's bones. What is that, an elephant? Is that what's underwater right there?
One of the future sites will be what we call the mammoth pit, which will be a mama and a baby mammoth that will be down in the quarry.
Nice. You know what? I think, what if you put a mermaid bones in there? Have you ever I'm just thinking, because we got mermaids here for the first time. I think you got to put mermaid bones. What do you think, Roger?
We could do that.
We could come up with some kind of I don't know what it'd look like, but it could be interesting.
It could be.
It could be. He's like, yeah, okay, whatever, Greg.
We just installed the anchors a couple of weeks ago for Anchor Alley.
Nice.
And in the future now, we're going to put in two monoliths or obelisks from ancient Egypt.
They will,
are those authentic or replicas, you mean?
These, they'll only be 10 foot in length, and they will be laying down. They will not be standing up. And they'll be complete with hieroglyphs, so you can go down and study the content of the writings.
You can go and study the content, maybe learn how to read it, and then you can tell all your friends, like, I found this thing underwater that UFOs left in Hague Quarry. You make up your own little, you know. You don't encourage that in the course, I guess.
No, we don't.
That's just stuff we do on the radio. Right, Nikki?
Yeah, you like to make a lot of stories.
We got to amuse ourselves, right? Right, Denise? Come on.
Yeah, we got to entertain ourselves.
Exactly. Now, by the way, the course, you can find out more about this online at your website, which is?
NAGteam.org.
And then, NAG stands for, again, Nautical
Archaeology Group.
Nautical.
And we're promoting teamwork, so we're always talking about teams, so it's nagteam.org.
Right. Now, and you can go to the website, find out all the prerequisites on how to sign up, how to be a part of the program. And then I know you haven't sent those 8 divers through the program yet, but how long do you think it's going to take them to get through, like, the first phase?
Within a week or so, we should be.
Oh, okay. So they'll do a week-long program and do that.
You have to do 2 days and 4 dives of actual open water, plus the classroom and the pool time. So within a week or two, the first class will be successfully.
What made you come up with this idea, Roger? It's kind of unique. I mean, we always hear interesting things sunk in quarries and springs, like down in Central Florida where we're from. But how did you come up with this whole idea? Was it like you saw a need and we got to fill the need kind of thing up here in Chicago?
10 years ago, I was involved in a project working on underwater pyramids in Wisconsin. And we went down to investigate it. We ended up on A&E, made a special on cable. And that's how I got into this whole program. And then the more and more we investigated, we found out that in the state of Illinois, there was no training program. There were no classes. There was no encouragement. So that's how we set about to create this park.
Underwater pyramids? Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't see that special. What happened?
It's in Rock Lake, Lake Mills, Wisconsin. And they were discovered in the late 60s and virtually forgotten about. So we went in there with a team of people 10 years ago, and we did our first investigation. What they actually are, is, as far as we can tell, is they're Native American burial sites, mounds.
I think aliens would be more appropriate, would sound more impressive, and it would have made the news. See, you need a little, I could consult for you, Roger. I could help you sell this stuff a little bit better. What do you think?
Actually, some people do believe there's an alien connection, but I think they're Native American mounds.
No, it's aliens. I've seen the new Indiana Jones movie. Everything goes back to aliens. The pyramids, all that stuff. Trust me, I know. I'm a dive master. I'm a dive instructor. I know this stuff. All right, more coming up from Hague Quarry. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to, ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know what you mean by that, but a little shout-out to Daryl, my buddy on Saturday Night Live. He said hi to me once, I swear he did. All right, look, we got more from Hague Quarry going on right now. We moved over to the Dan tent, and Patty is here from Dan. What are you telling all the divers about Divers Alert Network? Is that what the plan is this weekend?
A lot of divers have come up that their dive instructors have told them they needed to join Dan, so we're here signing up memberships, selling a little bit of insurance. But also have a lot of dive safety equipment here and sharing with divers just what Divers Alert Network is about, because we're here for you.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we had a little mermaid incident last weekend. I got a few questions for you, Patty, so we'll get into that in just a bit, because we had a mermaid injured on the job last weekend, and we're going to share with everybody and telling you how Dan helped save the day. But first, what else do you got? You're telling them about a dive... exploration one?
Project Dive Exploration. It's an opportunity for every diver to get involved with Dan Research. You can go online and enter, sign up to participate, enter some ID numbers, and you can download software that will allow you to download your computer, assuming they're compatible. Then that your dive profiles go into Dan and become part of the database that we use for safe profiles and doing research that way.
Yeah, to make us all safer. It's a great program, and I know more and more computers are being signed up or interfaced with every month. So make sure you check that out on diversalertnetwork.org. What else?
The other thing going on is Dust Quest 3. We've done this the last 2 years for divers that have completed the rescue diver certification, that are current in CPR and first aid, and have taken four of the Dan courses, specifically starting with the oxygen first aid for scuba diving injuries. That runs through December 31st. We kicked it off June 1st. It's a recognition program for those divers that have gone the extra mile to ensure dive safety and preparation in the event of an untoward accident.
Yeah, you got a nice little prize for the different levels. And last year we had the winner on Scuba Radio and awarded him his big prize. And I'm sure we'll do the same for this year's program.
Each diver that participates that receives a recognition goes into a drawing for $250 usable at Dan, not for insurance, but for anything
else.
They
can come here to the Dan booth here at Hague Quarry and pick up a new safety sausage, hat, shirt, all kinds of Dan goodies, right?
Absolutely, and we've got some fantastic packages we've put together for the events here with DUI.
Excellent. Yeah, it's good stuff indeed. Now, Patty, I told you, I had a mermaid slightly injured on a shoot last weekend. We were broadcasting from Miami Tech Diving Conference, and then we drove down to Key West, or just north of the Marathon, to dive with our buddy Captain Scott Hopp and the FishMonster.com crew. But we had Mermaid X. We were taking pictures of her underwater, shooting some scuba radio video, as usual, right? Just working it. And she got her hand up under a rock to help anchor herself, and she got something on her hand. It obviously was probably some kind of hydroid or some kind of critter under there. Scratch her hand. Thought it might just be fire coral. She, you know, started itching her hand. Fairly typical kind of thing, right?
Okay. I'll take your word for it if that's what your mermaids do.
Well, no. Well, just it happens. It can happen to a diver if you're not careful. You accidentally touch something that you think is just a rock and ends up something's on it. However, we put some cream on it, and she was good. She thought, well, she called up this morning before the show, and she said, I'm at the hospital. My hand swelled up like a balloon. What do I do? What do I do?
And call Dan.
Exactly. I said, call the Dan hotline. Whether you're a Dan member or not, you can call that hotline, get the information you need. And if you're a physician or your hospital is not familiar with dive issues or dive emergencies, you have a number they can call physician to physician and make sure you get the proper medical attention, correct?
Correct. Actually, about 15% of the phone calls into the hotline come from physicians who are seeking validation or verification of the treatment and what's going on, so divers can be treated appropriately.
Yeah, and so she called there. She got her mind at ease. They basically said she's going to lose her hand. And, Nikki, you're in the water next. You ready?
Yes.
No, she's fine. Yeah, Mermaid X is fine. So don't worry about her. Just a little Benadryl. She's good to go.
Just pee on it.
No, that I don't think
old
that's
wives
the...
Tale.
That's an old wives' tale? Oh, don't tell him that. Don't tell him. I had a whole thing planned out for later, Patty. What are you doing to me?
I'm throwing that.
See, that's why when you're dealing with respectable people from Divers Alert Network, that's what you get. Real information. Not like what we dish out every week. Well, what are you going to do? Yeah, more coming up from Hague Quarry.
Scuba. Scuba Radio. Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at Hague Quarry, just south of Chicago, and we've moved down to the water. We're literally on the water's edge here at Hague Quarry. There's probably, I'd say there's at least 50 divers right here in front of me as they're going through some dive classes and things like that. We've just got Mermaid Nikki and Denise outfitted accordingly on the rocks here on the shore. And lo and behold, you know, one of the dive instructors who's conducting a class here walked up to me and says, "Hey, you remember me? Yeah, I was in your dive instructor class at a pro dive." And she literally works at one of the dive centers here, and she's teaching a class today. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with her momentarily on the big show. Just goes to show how small a world our little dive industry can be sometimes. So one of my fellow students in my dive instructor class and dive at Pro Dive in Fort Lauderdale is literally here working just south of Chicago. So we'll check in with her. Now, Mermaid Denise and Nikki are gearing up in their tails. They're going to sit on the rocks. How you doing there, Nikki?
I'm having a tough time.
They just had lunch, which is a bad time to put on a mermaid tail, I guess. Is that what you were telling me, Denise?
Yeah, I need to run a mile now and stop eating the ham sandwiches.
Less ham sandwiches before you don the skin-tight mermaid tail. Now, everybody's looking at us on the water's edge. They're going, "What the hell is going on over here?" You got girls in bikinis. They're slipping on mermaid tails, and they're in for a treat because the divers in the water right now are literally getting ready to come out of the water, and they're going to see mermaids, scuba radio mermaids, on the rocks here at Hague Quarry just south of Chicago. And I think it'll be a first, not only for the quarry, but probably for many of these divers, let alone, you know, most people, most divers in general. These people are in for a treat. What are you throwing at her, Nikki? What are you doing?
She put trash down my top.
Oh, was that stuffing?
Yes, I stuff.
She stuffs her top. So we're working this. Ben, have you ever seen anything like this? What do you think of these mermaids?
This is great. This is the best thing I've seen out here.
It adds atmosphere to Hague Quarry, doesn't it?
Yes, this is wonderful.
Little added value, a little extra attraction here that we've brought to the party. And they're almost geared up. We'll have to manage them accordingly. And like I said, we're going to talk to this dive instructor friend. Like I said, small world. You never know who you're going to run into here when you're diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Hi, Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the Scuba Radio Dive Master. Plus, he is my roomie on the AquaCat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Come on. Baby, don't you wanna go?
back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, we're just south of Chicago, so it's only appropriate to play that tune on today's show here at Hague Quarry. Now, I told you we ran into some cool divers already here. You've heard a few of them. Peg is with me right now. She's actually helping gearing up, I guess, a student. Is that right, Peg?
Absolutely correct.
Now, Peg, she comes up to me and she goes, hey, you remember me? I was in your dive instructor class at Pro Dive. I'm like, no way. That was too wild. A small world, isn't it, Peg?
It really is. How long ago was that? 3, 4, 5 years?
I don't know. It seems like a lifetime alone. Yeah, but it was good times. We had a good time that week and a half, 2 weeks, didn't we?
We really did. It was a lot of fun.
It paid off. I mean, I've had a few students. I don't know if I've done as many as you, because you've been doing this for a while now up in this area, right?
Right. I think I certify about 50 people every year.
Really? That's good. That's good. So you're certifying people up here and use Hague Quarry as your main training facility, or what?
We do. I mean, it's a wonderful facility. Obviously, the listeners can't see what it looks like out here, but we have some nice clear water. There's a lot of fish life down there. It's set up very well for training. We have some platforms down there for students to kneel on. We've got some rock crushers. We have an old wreck, a ship, some trucks. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to look at. It's not just plain water.
And mermaids today. What do you think of this?
I think the mermaids are fantastic. I think they should get in the water.
They are. We're going to put them in the water. We figured you guys need to see this sometimes. We've been traveling with these mermaids for some time now, and the divers seem to dig it. What do you think?
Oh, I think the male divers really do dig it.
Well, no, I was thinking we could put you in a mermaid tail. I got an extra one. You want to do it?
Why not?
Well, she's up for anything. See, Peg, that was, you know, she was a real go-getter in our dive instructor class there at Pro Dive, and I can see her attitude has not changed over the years. So are you loving being an instructor, a Patty dive instructor?
I really do. I mean, this is my favorite job.
Oh, I can imagine. What about the, what dive store do you work with, or do you?
I do. I work for a shop called Underwater Safaris in Chicago. We are the only dive shop in the Chicago city limits.
Cool. So you're bringing, how many people you have, you're teaching today? What are they doing exactly?
Well, today we have 22 open water students. I'm here. We have three other instructors. We have an assistant instructor, and we also have two dive master candidates.
Wow. So you got your hands full, I guess. Are you like the lead instructor today, or you got some help?
Today, I am the dive master in charge. I'm on the shore making sure that everybody gets in the water when they're supposed to, that they get out of the water when they're supposed to, and that they keep track of their gear.
Got it. You know, now I am actually working on a new specialty, a new Patty specialty, Mermaid Wrangler. What do you think?
Well, if you can get that past Patty, I would love to learn to teach it.
Well, I'm a dive instructor. I get to write up. I remember the protocol. They told us at ProDive how we have to come up with our specialty classes. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the wording right.
But do you think you can sell it?
I can sell anything. Look at this. Who would have thunk that I could get two beautiful girls in a mermaid outfit and get them in 61-degree water?
It's actually 66 degrees.
Oh, well, see? It's 66 degrees. You're up for that, right? They said, so what? It
says on the board 60.
Yeah, but we're down at the water's edge, and Peg's been paying attention. She's saying the computers are coming back at 66 degrees. That's like bathtub water.
Yeah, bathtub water, exactly.
Yeah, they're all for it, I can tell. All right, more coming up from Hague Quarry.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to CoralCavernsResort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and fizz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
So tell me what you mean.
I'll need a dive card with no depth limit, and a big Lex sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past the depth of about 100 feet.
There,
I want to dive all day and hang at tiki bars, working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name, cause we all want to be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with scuba radio. And we'll all hang out at kinky bars or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there. Diver.
Yeah, I had to get that out on the show today because Mermaid Nikki helped me write that. That was good stuff, Nikki.
Yes, I wrote most of it.
Yeah, of course, exactly. She's modest, too, as you can tell. We're on the shore of Hague Quarry, just south of Chicago. Chad's walked up. Chad, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day out here to be diving.
Absolutely. Where are you from? Are you from Chicago proper or what?
I grew up in the Aurora suburbs over there.
Okay, and so you're down here. This is open water dive number one for you, or what? What are you doing here at Hague Quarry today?
Yep, this is day one. We're diving today and tomorrow, and then we'll be certified at the open water level.
Excellent. Cool, cool. And what dive shop are you working with?
Out of Plainfield. It's Dive Right In Scuba.
Excellent. Okay, good. And you got your buddy here. Is this your buddy, I take it, or what?
Well, we're buddies now. We were dive buddies today, so, you know.
Who do we have here? What's your name?
Kenny.
Kenny. How old are you, Kenny?
10.
Ten? Are you guys related, or just you buddied up today?
No. Buddied up today.
So you're getting your junior open water certification, I guess. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good, cool. He's just going with the flow. Who can blame him? Now, Chad, you walked up. You said, "Am I hallucinating?" What did you just say?
I looked over in the distance and I saw what I thought was two mermaids, and I thought, that can't be right. This is like a childhood fantasy right here. So.
Well, that's what happens with Scuba Radio. We bring mermaids with us. We're actually from Florida, and we brought our mermaids up to, just south of Chicago today to Hague Quarry for the first time. This is a first for them, too.
Well, I'm glad to have a first with them together.
Yeah, the first time has to be special, Chad. We're trying to do what we can.
I'll remember this.
Yes, I don't think you'll forget it. But just you're a little bit jaded now. Don't expect a mermaid on every dive.
I will.
You know?
My brother's down in Florida. Where are you guys from?
Well, we're based out of Orlando, Florida. They're just north of Tampa where they hang out.
No kidding. My brother's in Fort Myers. It's like just right down
it's
from Tampa.
Right down the street. I think we ought to get together and, have lunch or something. I don't know. We'll do something. But where are you heading to when you get certified? Do you got like a mission on your dive certification plan or what?
I do. Actually, I'm trying to make this, a lifelong thing. I got a brother who just moved to Indonesia, so I'm trying to do Bali next year. I want to do some stuff in Central America, just kind of wherever it goes. My brother's down in Florida, so we're going to hit the Keys. Just whatever pops up, really.
It was good stuff, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. What about your first dive? This was today was actually your first open water dive here at Hay Quarry?
That's correct.
So how did it go for you? Any problems, any issues, mass clearing, no problem? You got all the skills down? You're feeling good?
I'm feeling good. At first, it was a little bit tricky equalizing. I was having trouble grabbing my nose with those gloves on.
Yes, yeah. It's a little cold up here. You know, we're not used to these water temps. Yeah. We're in Florida, the proper term is warm water wuss. Yes. So, but you don't belong to that club up here.
No, well, I got a real skinny brother, and he had to move down to the south just to stay warm. He's like a lizard sitting on hot rocks.
I'm hip. What are you wearing? You got a wetsuit. That is not a dry suit. What do you figure you guys are wearing today?
This is 7 mil.
What about you? What are you doing,
Chad?
No, wait, you're Chad,
you're.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm wearing.
You don't know what he's just here. He just said, "Get in the water, do what you got to do." Was he a good dive buddy?
He was. Yeah, he was. He actually got down quicker than I did. But he was, but the first time he was getting a little cold because his wetsuit was a little too big for him.
Yeah. Well, 10 years old, how did you get roped into this? What do you plan to do next? You going to go down to the Bahamas or Mexico or on a cruise or something or what?
Yeah, we're going to Florida. My dad and mom are both certified divers, so.
So you basically had no choice or they were going to leave you at home while they went diving.
Yeah.
Okay, and say, you better get certified, son, or you're screwed.
Ask him what part of Florida he's going to.
Wait, do you know what part of Florida you're going to?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Come on, Nikki. What do you expect? He's 10 years old. What do you expect? What do you want out of the guy? I mean, come on. That's so typical of her, Chad. These mermaids, they're a tough bunch.
They're so demanding, those mermaids.
Yeah, I tell you. You know, looking.
They sure do have some nice tails, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes, yes. I bet you want a piece of those tails. Everybody, I'll put you on the list. Actually, you know what? Now that you're an open water diver, or at least you will be after this weekend, we have a specialty that we're working on. He was just talking to Peg about Mermaid Wrangler specialty. How's that? Would you like that card?
I would. I would love to wrangle some mermaid, that's for sure.
Yes, we're working on the outline right now, but, maybe after, I think I don't know, you think they can do that after open water, or will they have to get, advanced certification before we get mermaid wrangler specialty?
Yeah, he needs his advance to hang out with us.
After rescue.
Yeah, probably rescue.
Yeah, it's a tough gig. Look at these. I mean, it's like they got their own entourage. What?
I want a master.
You want a master? What do you mean?
I want him to be dive master.
Oh, yeah, they have to be dive master certification before they can wrangle Nikki. Yeah, she's a special case.
So when it comes to the wrangling, I mean, you don't have a horse. What else do you need?
Just two arms. You got to be able to lift them and move them. They're kind of immobile there on the surface, as you can see. Right. They can't. They can maybe hop and kind of shimmy, but that's about it.
Do I need to make sure to keep them nice and moist so they don't dry out?
Yes, yes. You sound like you're a natural for this, Chad. You're up for it.
Well, I've got a little bit of marine experience, so, I try to pay attention,
Cool, cool. All right. Well, it sounds like you got some pretty adventurous dive plans under your belt. And how many people are in your dive class that you're going through today? How many certified divers you guys expect to have by the end of the weekend,
Four.
Oh, there's four in your group, huh?
Yeah, nice small group. So, we're getting to know each other, have some fun. We'll be out here tomorrow. We're going to be barbecuing and getting a little wild, celebrating at the end of the day.
Well, maybe we'll start coming up with the guidelines then. We'll see. Hey, we got Scott here. Hanging out here as well. Scott, are you a student or trainer, or what are you doing here at Egg Quarry?
I'm a master instructor.
And I see you're just overseeing the facility?
We're doing search and recovery for advanced open water.
Search and recovery. See, they got all kinds of training going on here at Hague Quarry. What do you think of these mermaids?
Oh, they're something else.
We may need some search and recovery for Chad. He's been kind of locked in their tractor beam. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I noticed that.
More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
scuba, 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 hooba. Scuba, dooba, hooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diving.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at Hague Quarry, just south of Chicago. Check it out, HagueQuarry.com on the web. That's H-A-I-G-H, Quarry.com on the web. And I got to tell you, this is cool. We're actually going to take a little break for lunch or grab a little bite to eat, and then we're going to jump in the water. I'm going to do a dry suit dive with DUI. We're going to get the mermaids in the water. They're all psyched up. We got Chad to help out for mermaid wrangling. I think we're good to go, aren't we, Denise?
Yes, we are. Faux show.
What do you think, Nick?
I think it's going to be a little chilly.
No. You got yeah. Chad's volunteered to keep you guys warm, so I think
warm
we're good.
Moist.
We're warm and moist, evidently. Oh boy. Anyway, it's going to be a good time, and if you're ever in the area, you need to check this facility out. And, of course, next week I'll give you a rundown on what the diving was actually like in a dry suit dive. Yes, the warm water was himself is going to get in a little bit cooler water, do a dry suit experience, and report back to you on Scuba Radio next week. We got to thank Tina Hague from Hague Quarry and the folks from Midwest Scuba News or Dive News. They're giving away that Blackbeard cruise this weekend to one lucky diver. By the way, Chad, you get in on that liveaboard trip they're giving away this weekend?
No, I didn't.
Man,
even
dude,
about
you
that.
Need to fill out that entry form up at the office there, and you might win.
I love liveaboards. I already have a boat hook and a welcome mat that says welcome aboard.
Okay. You need that, I think, on a liveaboard, if you're going to live on one, right? Maybe. Well, it never hurts. What?
You need a welcome mat on a liveaboard.
Well, yeah, somebody does. It just makes things feel more homey, right?
Yeah, homie.
Yeah, whatever, homie. Yeah.
Homie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a liveaboard coming up in September, and Nikki and Denise are going to be on that as well with Wild Dolphins. Are you psyched or what? That's going to be a little different than diving in the quarry.
Denise isn't going.
Yeah, you are. You're going on the liveaboard. Yeah, Abby, Nikki, and Denise.
Nobody invited me. Nobody told me.
I told you before that you're supposed to go on this trip, too.
Denise, we have something we need to tell you.
Really. Yeah, there's something. Really? Yeah. Are you happy now, or are you depressed?
Yeah, I think I just peed myself.
No, that's not good. But, if you did that, if you do it on Mermaid X's hand, we won't tell her that won't do anything. It'll be fun, right?
See, we can't tell her because I like to pee on people.
Yeah, she just has issues. Something about bladder control at Mermaid Denise just doesn't work well. But anyway, that'll do it from Hague Quarry. Once again, HagueQuarry.com. Thanks to Tina and the gang here. They got a fine facility indeed. But that'll do it for this week. We're back in the studio, then we're off the scuba show in Long Beach, California, and then to Fiji. Yes, you won't want to miss any of these shows as the Scuba Radio World Tour continues for 2008. Till then, remember, it's always better.
Good job, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.